And he'll curse you. And God said, he won't curse me. He's like no other man on the earth. He's not going to curse me. And we can learn from that. If we learn anything from Job, let's learn that God is good and Satan is the one that's stealing, killing, and destroying. And we're keeping our eyes on God because the kind intention of the Lord is to deliver. He had never sent his son and put him on a cross. That's the word of the Lord. You getting this? Man, praise God. I feel that. That's like really happy in me. Because that just crushes that whole Job thing. And you got to be careful with this one. And this might be a little touchy for some folks, but you got to be careful with, well, they're in faith or they were in faith. And this, I mean, only God knows what's going on in people, and only God knows. Do you know that you can have desperate need of deliverance and be saying all the right thing and have fear freaking you out on the inside? Do you know that if we're seeking healing, it shouldn't even be just so that we're healed? It should be for the kingdom, for his name's sake, and that he's revealed. Because then it'll never get personal. You don't want to get personal. You don't want to take things personal. You want to take the gospel personal. You want to live for him in his glory. A lot of us are seeking things and needs to be met because we need them met. No, I need him revealed. I need the glory of God revealed. I need to maintain my countenance, my composure, my integrity toward him, come hell or high water. You get it? Watch this. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. That the Lord is what? Very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by